This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer of the day is offered by Pastor Emily Munger, and I will lead us in the pledge.
Thanks so much. I welcome you all into prayer and reflection in the ways and the traditions that are most familiar to you. I pray in the name of Christ today. Creator, Redeemer, and Spirit, we yearn for your presence among us today. Grant calm minds and hearts in discerning a shared future that honors every stakeholder as the child of God they are. Help us engage in the hard and weighty work of listening. Allow our hearts to be moved and shaped by your love, which knows no bounds. Give us a spirit of justice and mercy, compassion and grace, and may our voices lift truth and our hands be of service to our neighbors. Thank you for the gift of community and the ability to discern a way forward that honors each person's unique needs and perspectives so that your kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. This we pray today. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Elected members of the Senate have been certified by the Secretary of State, Stephen J. Barnett. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nessebaugh, Nordstrup, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shane Fish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. Mr. President, we have a quorum.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Kamak moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senator Schoenbeck was elected President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 2021-2022 legislative term on January 12, 2021.
Senator Kamak moved that Kay Johnson be elected Secretary of the Senate for the second special session of the 96th legislative session.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Boland?
Yes.
Breitling?
You just call him from here.
Okay. Okay, then it came up. Okay. Kamak?
Yes.
Castleberry?
You can just look here.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Curd?
Excuse.
Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Here.
Aye.
Aye.
Greenfield? Heinert.
Excuse.
Hunhoff. Johns. Johnson. Klum. Kolbeck. Maher. Nessebaugh. Nordstrup. Otten. Roll. Rush. Schoenbeck. Shane Fish. Smith. Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there's 33 yeas, 2 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. The President will administer the oath. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of Secretary of the Senate.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of Secretary of the Senate.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
That I have not knowingly or intentionally paid, contribute anything. Or made promise in the nature of a bribe.
Or made promises in the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly influence any vote.
To directly or indirectly influence any vote.
At the election which I was chosen to fill said office.
At the election at which I was chosen to fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept, receive directly or indirectly.
Nor will I
accept
or receive directly or indirectly.
Any money, pass, or any other valuable thing.
Any money, pass, or any valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote that I influence.
For any vote that I influence.
Let me say that again. For any vote or influence I may give or withhold.
For any vote or influence I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or any other official act.
Or any other official act.
Sorry. President Pro Tem Schoenbeck appoints the following employees to the second special session. First Assistant to the Secretary, Mike Oakland. Second Assistant to the Secretary, Mary Fitfield. Marcy.
Fifield.
I think I've got a few extra glasses. Maybe I'll put them on. Sergeant Arms Dave Bondi, Assistant Sergeant of the Arms Gary Hoshide, Committee Secretary Lorna Shell. Do the oath of office. States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Senator Kamak moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the second special session of the 96th legislative session.
The committee appointed is Senator Schoenbeck, Kamak, and Nezeba. The President would like to announce committee members for legislative procedures will be Senator Schoenbeck, Kamak, Crabtree, Dietrich, Duhamel, Shane Fish, and Nezeba. Consideration and adoption of joint committee reports.
Senator Kamak moves that a report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the second special session of the 96th legislative session be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm sorry, as you were, that is a roll call vote. Members in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd is excused. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert is excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson. Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion having received a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Gosch, Kent Peterson, and Jamie Smith as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the second special session of the 96th legislative session. Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
There being no objection, the Senate will revert to order of business number 7. Or is that what we... Now we're on motions and resolutions now.
SCR 601, a Senate concurrent resolution establishing the period of day-to-day adjournment of the Senate within the special session on the impeachment of Jason Raunsberg. Thank you. Sorry about that. We just got this. The president dispenses with referral of SCR.
What's the number there?
601 to committee pursuant to special rule number 1. Senator Schoenbeck moves that SCR 601 be placed on the calendar for immediate consideration pursuant to special rule number 1.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you. Members of the body, this is the resolution that addresses the constitutional provision of one body recessing for more than 3 days without the permission of the other body. It's to set up a time period that if articles of impeachment are issued by the House, then that was set. This resolution sets the process about when we would take them up. Actually, it provides we'd wait 14 days, and some point after that we'd meet. There's more to the process than that, but this is just to address that constitutional issue. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is the Schoenbeck motion. All those members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Bolin.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree. Curd. Is excused. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert. Is excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum. Kobach?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman? Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
The motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
A personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. This body, over the last several years, and more recently, the Military and Veteran Affairs Committee, I know Senator Smith in particular, Senator Stalzer, Senator Zickman, and others, worked on getting funds for our veteran cemetery. And that process moved speedily to success because of the efforts, in particular, of somebody that happens to be in the gallery. And so I wonder if we couldn't take a moment, and he didn't know I was going to do this. But in fact, Miles and Lisa Beacom, would you just stand?
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this week...
Would you like a personal privilege?
I'm sorry.
Granted.
Personal privilege. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this week is Veterans Day, this Friday. And I'd like to have all of our veterans, can you please stand... Everybody, which includes all of you in the gallery, please stand. These are the veterans that we have in the Senate, and Mr. President is already standing, and we need to thank our veterans that have... Thank you, Judge. See, they're a little late for me. We need to thank all of our veterans who have served I'm very proud this week because I'm going down this week to Fort Leonard Wood to pick up my oldest grandson, who is graduating basic training and out of AIT training down at Fort Leonard Wood. And we're picking him up and bringing him home. He's been down there since June. He's from Rapid City, and he's now in the South Dakota Army Guard. But we need to be very, very proud of all of our veterans that have served. That's one of the reasons that we are setting where we're setting today, is because of the veterans that have given so much of their lives, so much of their families' lives and time to the great state of South Dakota and to the United States of America. So we want to thank you folks up in the gallery, Miles, you and your wife especially. They've been so very, very good about donating funds to our veterans in South Dakota. So, but say thank you to them. Also, to our first responders, they need to be thanked also because, they're also putting their lives on the line. There's not a day when I don't go through that door downstairs, and I don't go through the double doors. I go through, say good morning, how you doing, thanks for your service, etc. And they appreciate it. So thank you, folks. Thanks for helping us celebrate Veterans Day on Friday.
Mr. President.
Senator Johnson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I'd like to correct the previous speaker, if possible, Veterans Day being Thursday, because it is indeed my 35th birthday as well.
Any announcements?
Personal privilege.
Senator Norstrup, granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I see a former representative and former Senator Valley is with us today, and I just want to recognize him. He's sitting way in the back.
Senator Valley, welcome back to the Senate. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Kamak moves that the Senate do now recess until the call of the chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are in recess. Being no objection, the Senate will revert to order business number 7, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with SCR 601, in which the House has concurred, and I have the honor to transmit HCR 6001, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 6001, a concurrent resolution establishing the period of day-to-day adjournment of the House of Representatives within the special session on the impeachment of Jason Raunsberg. The President dispensed with referral of HCR 6001 to committee pursuant to the special rule number 1. Senator Kamak moves that HCR 6001 be placed on the calendar for immediate consideration pursuant to special rule number 1.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Schoenbeck moves that HCR 6001 be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion to adopt?
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Let me first say this is the most heavenly it's ever felt being in the Senate with the music. This is the reciprocal motion that the House passed with respect to adjournment on the Constitution. I would encourage the body to support it. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Schoenbeck motion to adopt? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Schoenbeck's motion that the Senate do adopt House Concurrent Resolution 6001. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak,
aye.
Castleberry,
aye.
Crabtree, Curd, Diedrich,
aye.
Duhamel,
aye.
Duvall,
aye.
Foster,
aye.
Freimuller, Greenfield, Einert, Hunoff,
aye.
Johns,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Klum,
aye.
Kobeck,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nessebe,
aye.
Nordstrup, Otten, Roll, Brush,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Shanefish, Smith,
aye.
Stalzer, Steinhauer,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Tobin,
aye.
Wheeler,
aye.
Wick, Zickman.
Hold the vote. Good.
Go ahead now, sir. Mr. President, there are 22 yeas, 13 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Announcements or personal privileges. Senator Kamak.
Mr. President, I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Senator Kamak. Are there comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.